Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. In 1856, an Irish saloon keeper on the New York waterfront named his newborn son for the Democratic presidential candidate that year, James Buchanan. The boy dropped out of school early to work as a hotel bellhop. He took another job with the New York Central Railroad, then went to work selling railroad equipment during the boom years of America's Gilded Age. When he started out, an older salesman told him, "Make people like you." A large diamond glittered on the man's lapel, and always looked like you've got lots of money. Jim Brady took the advice to heart. When fat commissions started rolling his way, he bought diamonds by the pocketful and wore them on his lapels, vest buttons, cufflinks, rings, and pocket watch. He even put a 3-carat gem in the handle of his walking stick. Soon, everyone was calling him Diamond Jim. Besides money, he had two passions. One was Broadway. He became a first-nighter, showing up down front on opening night, and later backstage with flowers and candy for the actresses. The other was food. Jim Brady had possibly the largest appetite of anyone in an age of enormous eaters. Breakfast might consist of a beefsteak, chops, eggs, flapjacks, fried potatoes, hominy, cornbread, and a pitcher of milk. Lunch began with a couple dozen oysters, clams, deviled crabs, a broiled lobster or two, another steak, salad, 2 kinds of pie, and finally ended with a box of chocolates. Hard as it is to believe, dinner with clients or an actress was often lobsters, turtle soup, broiled fish, canvasback duck, terrapin, fresh vegetables, pies, fruits, nuts, bonbons, and chocolate mints. One restaurant owner called Diamond Jim Brady the best 25 customers he ever had. But one night in April 1912, Jim got into bed with severe stomach pains and difficulty urinating. The next morning, his doctor rushed him by special train to Johns Hopkins, where the first doctors to examine him found a large kidney stone and a stomach that was an astonishing 6 times the normal size. While staff reinforced a bed and an operating table to hold a man who weighed well over 300 pounds, they called in Dr. Hugh H. Young, a rising star in urology. Young's examination revealed diabetes, Bright's disease, high blood pressure, inflammation and obstruction of the prostate, and coronary artery disease. Young said he could remove the kidney stone with a new procedure, but he didn't want to do it because the risk of postoperative infection was high, and he was about to leave for a conference in Europe. Brady insisted he operate right away. 4 days later, with Brady's temperature rising at an alarming rate, Young left for New York. Representatives of the city's finest hotel met his train and escorted him and his family and servants to its best suite of rooms, all compliments of Mr. Brady. That night, a private car drove them down Broadway so Young's children could see the lights of the Great White Way. The next day, it took them to the docks. Their staterooms, stocked with flowers, chocolates, wines, and liqueurs, were far better than what Young had booked, and again, compliments of Mr. Brady. "All this from a man I had known for only a few days," Young wrote, "and who was so sick I was not sure he would recover." But Brady did recover, in his own way. Disliking hospital food, he had his meals brought in from the Belvedere Hotel, and before he left, he gave each nurse at Hopkins, 50 in all, a 2-carat diamond ring. "They handed me back a newly lined, high-powered stomach," he told an adoring New York press, adding that he could eat a whole bull moose if someone cooked it for him. When Brady returned to Baltimore for a checkup, Young just happened to mention that he needed funding to start a urological institute. Brady pledged $200,000 for the project. 5 years later, Diamond Jim Brady died peacefully in his sleep. With no wife or children, much of his fabulous wealth went to charitable causes, including $300,000 to Hugh Young at Johns Hopkins, who built the James Buchanan Brady Urological Institute. To this day, the legacy of Diamond Jim still sparkles in that world-renowned medical constellation.